as we well know, contains the story of Yaakov impersonating Esav in order to receive the brachot, or the brachot from Yitzchak. This was Rivka's idea, and she convinces him, orders him to dress up like Esav, and Yaakov agrees, and he goes into to his father, and he asks him who he is. And he says, "Anochi Esav b'charecha." Vayom Yitzchak b'no mazem yihartel mtzo b'ni. Vayom ki yikra Hashem elokecha lefanai. And then he asks him to come forward, and he comes. Vayigash Yaakov Yitzchak aviv vayimushay vayom ha'akol kol Yaakov ayadaim yidei Esav. Famous saying, "Akol kol Yaakov ayadaim yidei Esav." What was it about the call of Yaakov that he said this is the call of Yaakov? So in a simple explanation, you might say, well, he sounded like Yaakov. But Chazal and the Mefarshim are unhappy with that. After all, Yaakov and Esav are twins. Their voices may have not been so distinct from one another. It wasn't the voice per se, but rather the manner in which Yaakov spoke that almost gave him away. And Rashi points out one thing, the Medrash points out something else, the Sefer Pnimim al Torah discusses it. A few psukim earlier, when Yitzchak asks Yaakov, "Mazeh mihartel mitzo b'ni, vayomer ki hikra Hashem elokecha lefanai." God help me. And the Medrash says that Yitzchak was very much taken aback by that, because it wasn't part of Esav's sprach, it wasn't part of his normal speech, to mention Ribono Shel Olam, to mention Hashem. That sounded like a Yaakov speech, not like an Esav speech. And Rashi points out something else. When Yaakov comes in, he says to his father, "Kum na shiva, get up now, please, and sit and eat." Kum na shiva. When Esav comes in later on, he comes in and he says, "Yakum avi, get up." He's lacking the word na, please. And Rashi points out that Ko Yaakov medaber b'loshon tachnunim kumna. It's a very pleasant way of speaking. And Esav is much more gruff, much more rough. So we have to ask ourselves. Yaakov is trying to impersonate Esav. So he has to realize, Yaakov isn't stupid. He has to realize that not only does he have to dress like Esav, he needs to talk like Esav. Otherwise, his cover is going to be blown. And then he's going to find Yitzchak's going to realize, and he's going to lose out. And he almost does realize. Hakol kol Yaakov ayadaim yidei Esav. He's trying to figure out who is it, and in the end he said it must be Esav. But he almost blew it. Why did he speak that way? So I think there are three possibilities. One possibility, as we know from the Psukim and from Chazal, that Yaakov was very reluctant to go and impersonate Esav. He didn't like the idea. Basically, his mother twisted his arm that he needed to do it. But maybe when he went in, saying, "Okay, I'll do what my mother said, but she never told me how to speak." Maybe he almost wanted to be found out. Maybe he didn't want to pull off the ruse. Maybe he wanted Yitzchak to know that who he really is, so he wouldn't have to go and impersonate Esav. In theory, that's one possibility. I don't think it's so likely. There may be a more likely possibility. And that is that
Yitzchak, that Yaakov simply wasn't willing to change the way that he spoke. He says, I'm not going to talk in a gruff manner to my father. I'm not willing to do that. And I'm not willing to leave out the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm just not. And if it means Yitzchak is going to find out who I am, so be it. I'm not trying to give away my identity, but I'm not willing to become someone who I'm not. But there may be also a third possibility, a little bit more subtle. It's not that Yaakov didn't want to change who he was. Yaakov simply couldn't change who he was. He couldn't talk to his father in a gruff manner. It's not that he wasn't willing to. It just simply was so much ingrained within him. I just can't. It's not possible for Yaakov to go to his father and say, Yakum Avi. He has to say, Yakum Na. And it's simply not possible for Yaakov Avinu, the Ishtam Yoshev Oalim, not to mention the Ribono Shel Olam. It's so much who he is, it's so much part of his nature, that it was impossible for him to talk differently. It wasn't that he made a logical decision, I am not going to talk differently. It was automatic. It couldn't be otherwise. And I think with Esav, it was exactly the opposite. Chazal tell us about Esav Kitzayid Befiv, that he used to go and try to fool his father. How do you give Meiser for Melach? Right? Salt doesn't grow from the ground. You have to give Meiser on that. But how do you give it? He came off as being very frum. So he comes off as being very frum. So how come he talks to his father in a gruff manner? And how come it's so rare, almost impossible, that he mentions Hashem? Because Esav was exactly the opposite. He can put on a show outwardly. He can ask the questions. He'll Google and find out what are good, frum questions to ask my father and come and ask them. But he can't change who he is. And Esav is not an Ishtam Yoshev Olin. He's not somebody who recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He's not somebody who talks pleasantly and nicely. He's Esav. I can ask the frum questions. I can appear to be very religious. But deep down he isn't, and he can't become who he isn't. And therefore he always speaks the way of Esav. Just like Yaakov always speaks the way of Yaakov. And I think this is a challenge for us. First, we need to reach the stage where, and hopefully we're there already, where we always bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. We always mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always talk about it. We always learn to speak nicely. But that's only one step. We need to go beyond that. We need to have that become so ingrained within who we are that it becomes our second nature. That we couldn't think of talking differently, of thinking differently. Somebody once told me, a person who he knew, was a grandfather with two sets of grandchildren, two children of his. One side was religious. The other side was a little bit more traditional. The child is still as religious, but not so religious, more traditional. And the grandfather commented that when he would speak on the phone with one set of grandchildren, he would say, "How are you?" So they would say, "Fine, Zadie." And when he spoke to the other set of grandchildren, they asked him, "How are you?" They would always answer, "Baruch Hashem, fine Zadie." And in later years, the first set, so to speak, went off the derech. The second set remained from. It's no guarantee that people grow up in very, very from families and go off the derech, and people who grow up in non-from families and become wonderful Bali Tshuva. But that's something that we have to work on ourselves and Bezrat Hashem and our children. That the way that we speak should become second nature. Kadosh Baruch Hu was always part of our lives. Ki yikra Hashem Elokecha lefanecha, lefanai. And we always talk pleasantly. Divrei Chacham b'menachas nishmai. That's what we have to become. Somebody asked me this morning, said they were in my office and they noticed a picture on my desk. So they wanted to know who it was. So I said it was a picture of my father's Zichron Levracha. So I didn't tell them this. They said, they knew it wasn't Rabbi Lerner, but they were wrong. It was Rabbi Lerner, just different Rabbi Lerner. So my father has, Zichron Levracha, had many, many wonderful character traits. But one of the things in which he stood out was his always pleasant speech. He always talked pleasantly, nicely, couldn't say a bad thing about anybody. So I used to wonder, like, was he born that way? Like, it seemed so natural. But I said, it's not, nobody's born that way. Person, okay, some people might have a tendency. But it takes away from a person to say it's automatic. So I think he just worked on himself to such to a point that by the time I knew it, it looked like it was purely natural. It's like it couldn't be otherwise. And that's what we need to try to do. That the way that we speak, we always refer to the Ribono Shel Olam, the Baruch Hashem, is not just by rote, but it's automatic because that's really what it is. I woke up, how am I feeling? Baruch Hashem, I'm alive today. And I really, really feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence everywhere. And with whomever we speak, whenever we speak, no matter what the circumstances, that we have to be in a situation where it's always pleasant. It's not easy. We're human. We lose our cool, we get upset, people bother us, we're bothered by things. But Yaakov sets the example for us. No matter what was at stake with the bracha, he couldn't speak otherwise. And we have to try to be like Yaakov Avinu.